I'll just go live now. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. Hey, Cap, I have a question for you. My friend is in his early 40s here in Chicago. I'm 10 years younger. Though he's financially successful as a consultant, $250,000 a year, lives in a skyscraper, he seems to have trouble getting the girls. He meets on apps to stick with him past the third date. Well, that's every guy. That was me. I very rarely made it past the third date. Based on content I've watched, I can guess at different things that might be working against him. He runs instead of lifting, comes off as typical nice guy. That's it. He needs to be bigger muscles. How tall is he? And he's a nice guy. The nice guy, that's a killer. You cannot be a nice guy. Now, you can't be a weapons grade asshole either. Only I can be that. But yeah, that nice guy thing, that's like getting your carotid artery cut. I mean, you're not going to survive. His in-person game is atrocious, average or worst face. Well, he's ugly too. Well, okay. Things that might be working against him. No, they are working against him. But wanted to ask your opinion. One, is there anything to the advice that you are the sum of your best five friends? I mean, there is, but that doesn't mean you're them. I don't want to pick up the traits that make me worse with women. I like hanging out with him, but I'd really like to find a quality woman. All right. Well, 1 year in Chicago and there are no quality women. Ask Chad Elkins. Ask Fred. Hey, by the way, where's my book? There you go. Get this book, The Book of Numbers. Analyze an ROI of pursuit of women. That'll dial you into a reality a little bit. But your friend is not you. You can hit the gym. You can be tall. I don't know how tall you are. You can have improved game with women. Go watch any of Troy Francis's stuff. Pick up a couple of his books. But it's not like you get cooties from your friend and girls don't like you. So you're not going to pick up those traits. I mean, your face is kind of your face. You know, unfortunately, some people are ugly. It's rare, but as long as you're in shape, you're not going to be ugly. I like hanging out with him, but I'd really like to find a quality woman. Well, go hang out with him. He's your friend. And you can have both. They're not mutually exclusive. Like, if you hang out with him, you're not going to find a quality woman. I don't see why you're even concerned about him having an effect on the women. If you see a good-looking gal, ask her out. I don't see what this guy has, what kind of influence or effect he has on you. Two, why are the ladies not valuing him? Well, you just told us, all right, he doesn't lift, so he's overweight or thin or svelte or something like that. He's a nice guy. People don't like nice guys. They like mean assholes that can fight. His game is atrocious, so he's not charismatic or charming. And he's ugly. There you go. The ladies don't value him. It could be, you know, I think they may value that he makes a lot of money. He's a professional, but at the same time, they have the VTs. They got to be attracted to him. Three, what are some avenues that I can befriend guys with hot girlfriends and take advantage of the five friends principle? Look, dude, if you're relying on this principle, you're not going to get the girls. And I would not friend guys because they get you girls. You friend guys because they're your friends. You like hanging out with them. Those are two separate worlds. And if you're going to be going and hanging out with guys because they're going to get you to girls, then you're not going to have real good, true, honest friendship because you're being intellectually dishonest. And the guys with hot girlfriends aren't necessarily going to be the best male friends for you, but it would be completely different. Like, most of my friends were nerds, still are nerds. That didn't prevent me from getting girls. Look at Jack Napier. He's the biggest nerd of them all. I could still go and find a girl or two. I've dated many girls long-term, just haven't been in a place to attract hot ones, was overweight, see pretty previous video requests, so I don't want to go backwards by hanging out with men who are less skillful in this department if doing so makes a difference. No, it doesn't make a difference. No. You were overweight, you lost the weight. That's the number one thing to do. You probably sounds like you go to the gym. Stop looking for the formula, guys. Just stop looking for the formula. You get the girls by excelling in excellence. You get the girls by pursuing excellence, not them. All go read Unplugged Alpha by Rich Cooper. I mean, this is 101 shit, okay? and a sticker scheme, like, ooh, if I get better male friends, not even better male friends, I get these type of male friends, then I'll get the girls. No, 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 no. So I would go hang out with him because you enjoy his company. You're going to find out, look, you date enough girls, you're going to find out they're mostly a pain in the ass. And you're really going to champion and value your friendships, the friends that you do have. But then they go away, and having a good friend is very rare. I would absolutely not use my male friends to get women. Now, if they happen to have some, sure, of course, use the network. But I would not friend a guy because he's going to get me girls. Want to friend the guy because he curses and swears at me and can do a really good joke and get a couple jabs in me. That's how you know you got a true friend. Like the masculine geeks, when they make fun of you that you potentially have cancer. I'm not kidding. It was great. They're like, oh, I got cancer. Oh, I got a growth. It's like, yeah, these are good friends. These are good friends. You don't know good friends until they pick on you for potentially dying. All right. Dane, you sent $50. I'll get to yours in a second. We'll do a Miss Super Chats. Todd Mapelli, €2. Hey, Aaron, hope you're well. I'm all right. Chocolate Thunder, $2. What are your thoughts on Dunga Dunga Boom Boom? Like rap music, you mean? What do you mean Dunga Dunga Boom Boom? Like nightclub music? I don't like nightclub music. All right, there we go. Oh, wait. Dane. Yeah, Dane, I got your $50 one. I'll hit that next. Missed my $50 super chat. Yeah, I got it. I screenshotted it. So due diversity and inclusion, you have Jack Napier, though. He's not considered diversity and inclusion because he is a straight white European male. Now, Mexi Mike, since you're Mexi, you could be diversity and inclusion. But if you happen to be a white male, that does not count. Unless you were gay, then that's diversity and inclusion. Remember, everything is very important. Diversity and inclusion, that's the most important thing. I should pull that up. That's the most important thing. It's not who you are. It's not what you do. It's not whether you're a good dad or a good engineer. No, it's what parents fucked and didn't abort you. That's the most important thing. Video, am I on track? Yeah, no, I got it, Dane. Okay, you know, I'll just do it right here. You're here. Dane, odd question. I used to command combat arms in the military. I was loved by my men, fought on the line, and always ate last, stood extra watch for my guys so they could sleep. Now, 3 years after being out, I cannot lead like I used to. Well, okay, your environment has changed. You do not have that camaraderie. You don't have the environment. You don't have the guys around. You don't have the opportunity. It's like me and ballroom dancing. I haven't ballroom danced in like a couple of years. I mean, I can do it, but I'm not as good as I was back when I was doing it every day. And so, you're just out of practice. But do you have another opportunity to lead? Do you have another opportunity to be selfless with your men? Do you even have men around? That's the biggest thing I miss about my college days, was everyone that worked security, all the guys and girls that worked there. And it was stupid, you know, it's just security. But, man, we were good, tight team. And there was opportunity. Like, yeah, I'll cover your shift for you. Yeah, I'll go on patrol with you so it's not too boring. Yeah, I'll let you go get lunch. I'll watch your desk for you. Let me go back to your request. Now, 3 years after being out, I cannot lead like I used to. But I don't know if leading is a skill. It's that sounded like sacrifice too, which is leadership as well. Yeah, you just left the environment. I mean, really, when do you have another environment like the military where it's a bunch of guys with weapons? And hey, we're going to go over there and do crazy things. Now, you're probably over at an office job where it's pretty boring or a trade, and that's what you, hey, fix that. No, go over there and fix that other one. Okay, now go over there and fix that. That's about it. Mexi Mike, $2. So am I a triple threat then? Sweet. What do you mean a triple threat? I don't know if you're a triple threat. Fred Freeman saw Mexican poops again. $2 there. Chocolate Thunder, Magunga Bunga Dunga Boom. Okay. Thank you. Fred, for $2, have you read a book by Alexander Solzhenitsyn? No, I haven't. The Gulag Archipelago, I have not read it. I don't have time. No. All right, there we go. All right, questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. I'll see you guys later. Toodles.